Patriots, everything. Danny Woodhead joining us here. Now, Danny, tonight at midnight, I should say, is a big night for video gamers, because at midnight, they are going to release Madden Football 2012. You were in the running to be on the cover. You got knocked out by Aaron Rodgers. Should it be you on the cover tonight, not Peyton Hillis?
I don't know about that, but it was a little interesting that I was someone to be picked and maybe even be on it.
Listen, I was rooting for you to give a good showing. I mean, listen, but when it got to the point, I didn't want you to win. I don't want you on that cover. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to Peyton Hillis this year. You believe in the jinx?
No, you believe in the jinx? I don't know.
I do, too.
I'm a superstitious guy.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I do.
All right, did you vote for yourself? Did you have friends and family when this thing was going on during the offseason, Danny, telling you about it and getting on there and voting for you, trying to get you on this cover?
No, I didn't vote, and I'm sure some of my family probably did. My younger brother probably did, or my older brother, but I don't think they're that worried about it.
Now, we missed you last week. You took a pretty good pop there in game two. Obviously, you were out there last night. How long did it take you to kind of clear your head a little bit?
That was not even a little bit of worry going into the game. I was ready to go, and I was obviously out there, so that wasn't of any concern for me.
It caused quite a stir around, like maybe local radio, maybe some TV, about the fact that, you know, in that game preseason, you were even out there with 6 minutes to go in special teams. Not a big concern to you being out there in that type of game?
No, it's a football game, and you gotta play every minute that you're in. The biggest thing that we go by is we got to play 60 minutes no matter what it is. And I was out there, and maybe I got hit, but it's football. That's what we sign up to play.
You look like you tried to jump up, maybe a little bit woozy, like a boxer, Danny, after that. How did you feel? And I saw you went back down afterwards, your teammates having you sit down. Was it more precautionary, or did you get your bell rung there a little bit?
I got a lot of great teammates, and, you know, I think that's probably what it was. They were probably just concerned because they saw me get hit. But I got a lot of great teammates who care about me, and I think that's probably the reason they just saw me get hit pretty big.
A lot of people put a lot of stock in here in Game 3 of the preseason. You know, the starters are out there. You go out and play a team in Detroit. Looked like you had trouble matching that intensity. I'd imagine there's a lot of things to go over today in the film because the offense looked like it was sputtering.
They came out and they ended up beating us. That's really all that you can say is they beat us, and we gotta get back to work and try to get better every day.
Danny, there was a play early on that first quarter. It was a 1st and 20. I think it was a holding call, and you lined up out wide, and you turned around, and the ball came short. I saw you and Tom talk after that play, and it just brought the question about the communication and the lack of prep time you guys have had this year. Are you finding that these preseason games are becoming more important to work on that communication because it's been such a weird offseason this year?
That's not something that we're going to really worry about, is having the lockout and not a lot of time. That's not something that we're looking for excuses or anything. We're not looking for those. And we just have to use it every day that we can to get better as a team, as offensive unit, defensive, special teams. We just got to go to work every day and try to get better.
Earlier in the week, a reporter asked Bill Belichick about rookie running backs coming into the league and how maybe an easier transition. He pretty much shot that down and said, our running backs can't hide, basically. There's a lot of responsibility. Was that something that you saw when you came over here and continue to see?
Oh, you know, they expect a lot from us. The coaches do, and I mean, they should. I mean, this is our job. We're professional football players, and we have to go out there every day, get better, and just try to be the best backs that we can be.
You know, being out there a lot, maybe third down back, maybe third and long, whatever it might be. The importance of picking up blitzes, is that part of the game for you? You know, you're not exactly the biggest running back out there. Is that part of the game for you that might be challenging?
There's a lot of things that I need to get better at. And, you know, I can't really pinpoint everything. I try to get better every day at all parts of my game. And you know, that's something that does come along with it, and something that you have to continually work on every day, whether it be that, receiving, running the ball. It's just one of those things. You gotta try to get better at all parts of your game.
Danny Woodhead joining us. When you go back and you take a look at this film, do you think, Danny, it'll be more about mistakes that you made as a team, or were there things Detroit did, so they came out and they played and they beat you, things that they did that confused the offense there on Saturday night?
They beat us the other night, plain and simple, and we gotta make corrections on whatever we did wrong, and I'm sure this is a day that we're... Did I get cut off?
We thought you went Belichick and just went silent on us there because you didn't want to answer that question, Danny. Oh, apologize.
No, we just gotta go in and see the mistakes and everything that needs to be cleaned up, and we have to get better at it and make the corrections and try to move on and get better at those things.
We were talking to Deion too about, like, you know, just running your plays, maybe regardless of what you saw. I'm wondering if you were back there in the backfield and seeing a play and thinking, you know what, this play might be not working with the way the defense is set up, but yet you still wanted to run it just because there's certain plays you needed to run and work on. Was that the case, or were you guys throwing everything at him?
You know, we just go out there every game, you know, try to execute everything to the best of our abilities, and we just, you know, things obviously didn't work out the other night. We didn't make enough plays, and it's something that we gotta continue to get better at, and look at the things we did and try to just clean those up.
Appreciate it, Danny. Thank you.